an aural triptych, the sound of horses between the wars. Having been disturbed by my opening of a window, the magpie ascended from behind the rabbit's ears, its wings lifting the turquoise black and white jockey of its own torso, leaving bald spots where it had attacked the rabbit's neck, its weeping eye and defending paw. We sat with the rabbit for over an hour, a miniature's pulse tickling beneath its robe every few seconds. Death had saddled it with a weight of stars, a strange leadenness that we felt when we buried it beneath the willow, where it wept its own burrow into the dark. The sound of two creatures clashing. One raises its head and brings it laboring down on the other's, and inside his blood surges against his skull like a wave, shattering its shell against the stone wall of the cliff. The other feels the shock like the dry, dead rock of the moon suddenly being awash. The skull of the bull seal drags the loose sacks of rocks of its body to the water. The cow seal recoils like a retreating tide, her large skull rising as it drags her back, the slap and ripple of the bull's warping flanks rippling against hers as he tries to pass. The sun of his cranium has felt the sudden urge to feel the weightlessness of the water. Once he reaches the icy liquid, he flops and lets the whole solar system of himself hang in the cold dark like a flabby chandelier. The sound of a pastoral with fallen fruit. In black forest costume, the sunlight wears water lilies of shadow beneath the trees. A wasp emerges from the fallen capsule of an apple now defunct. Degas ballerina, made from stilled bees, a stagnated sound held in balance. Backstage, behind the screen of trees, the seasoned swan is splayed in silence.